This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and on the stations that you're listening to us on right now. Now heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And, of course, for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, thanks for what you do, too. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what being a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underscore the words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to play about 60 seconds of The View yesterday when they were jumping up and down, tripping over themselves, Anna Navarro leading the charge here, about this BuzzFeed stuff that came out, which was later totally debunked and just buried by the Mueller committee, and we'll get into that in a minute. But just listen to this brief discussion.
What we've known already. We knew already that Cohen had lied to Congress.
Right.
That's something that we've already known.
He pled guilty to that.
We know he is testifying February 7th in front of Congress. Mm-hmm. We know Congress and those hearings are now going to be conducted by Democrats who are going to ask him about this. So we're going to know one of two things. Mm-hmm. Either BuzzFeed is going to have egg on their face, or we're going to know if the President of the United States committed a federal felony, and at that point we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right. And by the way, I think we need to also add that if you look at the pleadings, we also know that the President is an unindicted co-conspirator because he has named individual one in federal litigation pleadings in the Manafort filings and also the Cohen filings.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand.
I like
that in a local so much better.
Just to add individual one to local.
For people that maybe aren't following us, just put it in a soundbite.
All right, now, I'm going to stop it right there because it's about all you can stand. Now, they're speculating on what was being said, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, later in the day, Robert Mueller's office came out and issued a public statement, disputed and disclaimed the BuzzFeed article on Trump and the Cohen conversations, end of story, put an exclamation mark on both sides of it, those women were wrong.
Those women were wrong, and so many of the other TV people, Captain, were also
jumped right on it.
Exactly. All they wanted to do was jump up and down and scream hallelujah
We got them. Now we got them. I heard one person on CNN say that.
That's right. That's right. They thought that their ship had come in, but there's nothing to this story. And I think the weight of this, Captain, is that the Mueller Mueller's special counsel's office, did the unprecedented thing as to come out and comment on this story. And they've never done that before. So it must be that this absolutely so infuriated them that they wanted to set the record straight. They didn't want to wait for some report months from now. They wanted to do it yesterday, and that's exactly what they did. I think that speaks volumes. But, of course, when you mention all these people jumping up and down, that also speaks volumes because I guess they want the chaos. They want the country to be ripped apart by impeachment, it would appear.
They want Donald Trump gone, and the big one that wants Donald Trump gone is that Anna Navarro, who I can't stand, and she calls herself a Republican consultant. She's no more a consultant to the Republicans than a man in the moon. And I don't know anybody that has. And by the way, she was at the Republican Party of Florida meeting over the week, but she was pretty much when they elected Joe Gruber as the chairman. But I understand she was pretty much ostracized and put off in a corner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, very interesting. And certainly this whole thing, Captain, is we hear the fake news, and this is a false.
This is beyond fake. This is absolutely flat out false and a lie.
Exactly, made up out of whole cloth, as some kind of it's as if, Captain, or people trying to get this to hit a critical mass, with the idea that we'll just put out these stories until finally something happens, and it's so pathetic, and it's outrageous and infuriating that this is the state of affairs, evidently, in the news media for the United States of America.
And the news media is trying to indoctrinate the people that are stupid enough to listen to them with this nonsense that they're putting out there, hoping that they can drive a wedge in the support that Donald Trump still has. His support is still right about where it's been since he got elected. It's not going away. And the people, I think, get it. By the way, the Latinos certainly get it, because 19% more of them approve of what the president's doing right now than they did when he got elected, because he's standing the line, holding firm on legal immigration.
Exactly. And actions speak so much louder than just the words of some politician somewhere. And this is where President Trump has just made an end run around the media overall. They can't understand it. He won't fit into their box. And I think, as well, the Mueller investigation, that's going to be, as ABC's, was it John Carl, I think, said it would be anticlimactic.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren. Oh, by the way, a major announcement coming today, 3 p.m. Saturday. Major announcement from the president about the border and immigration.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Shalom, everyone. It's me, Rabbi Barbara Aiello, your radio rabbi, inviting you to join me this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the Radio Rabbi program. This week we'll celebrate the birthday of the trees, the Jewish festival of Tu Bishvat, and Dr. Doolin will be with us to share her thoughts about Teva, the Hebrew word for nature. That's the Radio Rabbi program right here on AM 930, The Answer, FM 103.1 and 93.7, and brought to you by the Sarasota Watch Company. Chag Sameach.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
It all starts with our free author submission kit. Call 800-566-1012. We'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute books online and in bookstores everywhere. You'll see your books in Christian bookstores. Stores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. If you have a biography, novel, devotional, self-help, or other inspirational work, we get it published. We provide professional book editing, award-winning design, with the highest royalty structure in the industry. Plus, you retain 100% rights to your work. Get your book published today. Call for your free author submission kit at 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for or legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream, only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, anybody that lives in the South, anybody that lives in a humid area knows all about mold and what mold can do in a home. Now, when I bought my home that I remodeled back in 2010, they were redoing the walls and this, that, and the other. And, of course, when they took the old wall material off, they found some mold in there, and I had to look for somebody to try to take care of it, and I found DR Mold Solutions. And, of course, they have an EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home and office, and what they did worked. And here it is 8 years later, and I still have a mold-free home. So, mold, we know, can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. So I want you to contact DR Mold Solutions anywhere in the state of Florida, because they will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. Any of our 10 affiliates down here is listening to me right now, 727-692-9622, and you'll have a healthy environment. Again, that's DR Mold Solutions today. Give them a call. 727-692-9622, and ask about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, they kill mold. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president today, Saturday,
as this show is being played live at Saturday morning. It'll be recorded, played in some areas across the country as well at our affiliates over the weekend, because on the weekend the show gets played at all different kinds of times on Saturday and Sunday. But anyway, the president is going to make a major announcement at 3 p.m. this afternoon, not only about border, but also, we believe, about Homeland Security and immigration.
That's right. Yeah, we've heard that he'll make an announcement about the humanitarian crisis at the border. When asked about this, Sarah Sanders was, you know, not going to elaborate at all. We really don't have any particular a confirmation on exactly what the president's going to say, other than it's a major announcement. So it could be anything, Captain, from, you know, the emergency declaration to maybe perhaps some other thing that he is going to employ at this time, and some other option. But whatever it is, it's going to make news, and at this point, Nancy Pelosi is probably going to be happy she's not somewhere in Afghanistan when this all comes down.
Oh, no, contrary, my friend. They were not going to Afghanistan. They were going to Brussels first.
Brussels, that's right.
Then they were going to have a little stop off down there by the Riviera. Then they were going to go to Afghanistan.
Right. And it sounds like a fun trip overall. If the government shut down and you really don't have anything to do, we'll just, you know, fly off on a government jet and go somewhere, I guess, and call it a fact-finding mission.
And they had no authority to be on that plane. None.
Well, right.
A military plane, because it was a government-paid trip, a fact-finding trip. Yeah, right. It was a vacation of a bunch of 30 politicians and Nancy Pelosi and her staff.
Well, exactly.
All Democrats. All Democrats, I might add.
Exactly. And the optics on that, Captain, are so terrible. Can you imagine the people who are coming into work because they're essential employees? They're
not being paid. Yep.
They're going to hit their second pay period here in the next couple of days.
Yep.
And the one person who could negotiate with the President of the United States, get this solved, get everybody back to work, just sort of takes off. I mean, that to me is just weird.
Yep. Now, I've had people ask me, is he going to shut down the border? My answer to that is absolutely not. However, I do believe that there will be something in lines of better, if you will, protection along the border. I do believe we're going to hear something about building a barrier. And I think we're going to hear they're going to start the construction with the military, which is something that he can do without any problems at all, that they're going to start the construction on the areas that need to be reinforced because of the fence that's been already cut and things that have happened there. I think he's going to go through and do that, reinforce it, put up some more concertina wire in areas where the people, like in Yuma, they came up over the top of the fence the other day, 500 of them. I believe it was on Monday, but they caught them all. They caught them all. So that's what I think we'll hear. Will we hear in a national emergency? Maybe. I think it's about 50-50, because that could be done. But we know it would be challenged legally right off the bat, right?
Oh, certainly it would, and it would fast-track, I think, to the Supreme Court as well.
Oh, absolutely. It would become what's called an emergency case, and they'd ask for a decision on it right away. But somebody in the Ninth Circuit or whatever would do, you know, their thing. Now, did you see the picture on Facebook last night of the cart that was wheeled up in front of Nancy Pelosi's office with all of her suitcases on it?
Yeah, what a crazy, that's all her stuff.
That was everything that was loaded on the bus that was headed to the airplane.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I just started laughing. I'm sorry, I just started laughing because, again, 4 hours before she was to take the trip. Let me paraphrase this because I got a little something in front of me. Today, President Donald Trump sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, informing her that her planned taxpayer-funded travel abroad would be postponed until after the federal government is reopened. We will reschedule her excursion when the shutdown is over, he writes. The President hopes Speaker Pelosi will remain in Washington, and he made it clear that there is a standing ovation for her to continue negotiations at any time. If the Speaker chooses to leave the country, it would only guarantee that 800,000 American workers will continue to go without pay for at least another week and possibly longer. And then President Trump explained that Speaker Pelosi is still welcome to make her trip by flying commercial.
Yes.
Like she's going to do that.
Well, exactly. Well, then we understand, Captain, that evidently they wanted to buy tickets, but it was being done from an unsecured system,
uh-huh.
and then that sort of got out into the public, and
uh-huh.
then, you know, obviously that's a no-go. But you know, again, Nancy Pelosi leaving Washington at a critical time like this just shows exactly where they're coming from.
Yep, they don't care.
Shutdown. Exactly.
They don't care. Yep.
Yeah, they don't care.
They've created a problem. They don't care. Now, something else that happened yesterday, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made history. First of all, he came out in favor of smoking marijuana instead of just the other stuff that they had down here, the way they were doing it, medical marijuana, and allowing patients to smoke it, making it a little bit easier for them to do that. That's number one. Number two, he suspended the Palm Beach County election supervisor who had the same problems as the Broward County supervisor, Brenda Snipes.
Exactly right. And he characterized her office as the Keystone Cops, basically.
Well, Palm Beach County and Broward have been the two where all the troubles have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. And I think that the public will be behind this because, obviously, with all of the shenanigans that went on in the midterm elections, and you're right, the same basic problems that Broward County had, you know, something has to be done. And this is in the purview of the governor to do that.
And he appointed the temporary successor to her, a Republican lawyer, is taking over to run the supervisor elections office in Palm Beach County, which is a very heavy Democratic county. And one of the first things that she's going to do, they believe, is go in there and get rid of some of the supervisors that have been there for a number of years that have been doing the same old, and getting the same results, which have been unacceptable.
Exactly. And this stuff has to be rooted out. A house cleaning is necessary.
Yep.
And then the state Senate will then, I think, chime in about the actual removal, essentially, the permanent removal
yep.
of Butcher.
And I might also add that the state Senate did officially stand behind the governor and did officially remove Brenda Snipes, who is obviously suing to get her job back. But they did the formality of agreeing with the governor. So she's history, too. So those are all good things.
Exactly right. Yes.
Now, moving right along here, we also yesterday had something else that came along, and that was the fact that our North Korean, I'm sorry, the president and I believe Secretary of State Pompeo, I think Pompeo was the one who was actually doing the meeting, met with the North Korean representative of Kim Jong-un, and they agreed at the end of February to have another meeting, perhaps in Thailand.
Right, that the location's going to be ironed out. We know much more about the timing of it now. And you're right, they met with the North Korean representative. That seemed to foreshadow, was a precursor from the previous summit meeting or the previous meeting. And so that's a sign that they are actually going to follow through with this. And of course, it's going to be all about making sure that the denuclearization of North Korea continues. And hopefully that's going to put it over the top, at least for Kim Jong-un to be able to continue down this road without getting derailed by other factions, shall we say.
Now, the other thing that's being mentioned, of course, Stephen Thailand chimed right in right away. He says, I'd be happy to help the president have his discussion here in Thailand. But I want you to hold that thought because when we come back, we're going to talk about this brouhaha that started now about Karen Pence going back to work at a Christian school. And the fact that the media doesn't like the fact that she's had to agree to not talk about the LGBT agenda. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump offering a new plan for border security. He says that he will make a major announcement on the government shutdown in the southern border on Saturday afternoon. The White House did not immediately provide details on Friday about what the president would be announcing, but the person familiar with the planning says that the president outlined or planned to outline a new deal with specific proposals that the administration believes could potentially pave the way to the shutdown's end. President Trump says it is a very sad day for journalism, but a great day for our country after the special counsel's office disputed the accuracy of a BuzzFeed news story about the president. Spokesman for Robert Mueller's office issued an extraordinary statement Friday characterizing as not accurate a BuzzFeed story that said that the president had directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Moscow. This is
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Larry Elder.
Just a few years ago, Democrats were mouthing the same words that Trump is using now. As I've said many times, how did this become a partisan issue? If it is true that illegal aliens have placed a burden on taxpayers to the tune of, what, $70,000 to $80,000 per illegal alien, why is that a partisan issue?
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of The Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Who was that masked man, I say? Well, that was Kyle Warren. Oh, wait a minute. There's Kyle Warren right there. Hey, Kyle, I got a little nostalgia for you.
Okay.
55 years ago, what musical group debuted on the Billboard charts in America?
Well, let's see. That would be the Beatles, right?
Right, and because I'm not going to pay to play their song on the radio, because I'd have to pay if I do this, I'll just go, "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah." Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, man, it drove people nuts, and we used to watch the girls. And by the way, that's when people learned how to put a soup ball in their head and cut their hair.
That's right. The Fab Four.
Absolutely. Yeah, because everybody had the Beatle haircuts came in and all that stuff, and the girls were going Google-eyed and this, that, and the other, and I remember I had a chance to go to New York City to see him at Yankee Stadium, which I did, with a whole bunch of buddies of mine. We went down there in a van. Matter of fact, it was one of those Volkswagen, one of those Volkswagen vans. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, good God. And it was a ball. I mean, we had a ball, and it was something. I mean, they were just, they packed Yankee Stadium when they, came over to do their first concert. But anyway, today was the day, and kudos to the Beatles. You know, they've come, as they like to say, they've come a long way, baby. Now, I got to talk about something here which really bothered me yesterday, and it was the mainstream media going after Karen Pence, the vice president's wife. And their whole gist was she'd gone back to a religious school as a teacher. Now, you heard that, right?
Right, yes.
And there was a bit about, you know, they had to sign this little thing that they wouldn't bring up the LGBT agenda because that's not what the church does, and it's a religious choice, has nothing to do with, and by the way, it's legal according to their religious beliefs. You do know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them to do that. Well, we had this little panel of Craig Melvin, David French, and Dana Milbank, who were on MSNBC, and it kind of started out like this, and it went south really fast. I mean, this is this goes to show the attitude and absolute anger that they have towards anything to do with this administration without understanding the facts.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending his wife Karen Pence for accepting a part-time teaching job at a private Christian elementary school.
To see major news organizations attacking Christian education is deeply offensive to us. We'll let the critics roll off our back, but this criticism of Christian education in America should stop.
The Emmanuel Christian School, which enrolls kindergartners through eighth graders, requires employees to, quote, maintain a lifestyle based on biblical standards of moral conduct and explicitly bans, quote, homosexual or lesbian sexual activity, polygamy, transgender identity. In their parental agreement, the school asserts their right to refuse to admit or kick out a student if they identify or support, quote, homosexual activity, and references a passage in Leviticus that says, quote, if a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are.
Well, apparently this guy doesn't know what's in the Bible. And you know something? We really should take it seriously when the left says that they don't like religion and they start chastising some of the religious beliefs that are out there. We really should take that seriously and understand what it is that they're trying to do.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. You know, when we see what's happened in history with the socialist regimes, namely the Soviet Union, for example, these kinds of authoritarian regimes, one of the first things that they want to do is they want to expunge any kind of religious practice. They want to get rid of the Bible. They want to control the people. And so, you know, Mrs. Pence has every right to go work at a place that she wants to go work.
Right.
And the church definitely, whichever church, I mean, there are a lot, all throughout Christian education, they're going to be teaching the scripture. They're going to be teaching Christian values.
Sure.
They are going to be teaching the things that are contained in the Bible. And so to some of these commentators, well, then can other people come into their organizations that they want to have and then come in and say, well, I don't have to adhere to your rules at all. And so it just doesn't go both ways with them. It's something that, again, they have to dominate in the society. They can say what they want, but people with seriously held religious beliefs can go on and worship and gather together the way they see fit. That's one of the reasons the pilgrims came to the United States or to the New World, basically.
Well, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. These liberals are showing how much first freedom is at risk with the attacks on Karen Pence. And to see major news organizations attacking Christian education is deeply offensive to anybody that believes in any kind of religion.
Well, right. You know, and first and foremost, you know, the commentators and the critics are trying to create an atmosphere that there's some kind of hatred nothing could be further from the truth. In Christian education, they are there to show God's love to people. They're not there to do anything else other than that. And they're going to, again, encourage and teach what's found in the Bible.
Sure. And again, this is another case where major news outlets are not accurately reporting political news when it comes to Republicans, when it comes to the president, when it comes to the vice president, when it comes to his wife. And they strongly lean to the left and will do anything they can to try to get the left's message out there. People have got to stop watching the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, the MSNBCs, the CNNs. Stop watching them and start watching respectable news channels. And again, I'm going to mention the ones that I watch. One America News Now, the One America News Network, very good. They report nothing but the news. They very seldom get out there and do any editorial sort of things. And, of course, Fox, believe it or not, is still in the ballpark because they will report both sides of the issue, but they won't let people shout each other down back and forth like they do in these other networks. And, of course, you know, Newsmax, which is where Wayne Allen Root hangs his hat at night, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m., they always do a really good job to try to report things accurately.
Well, exactly, and that's why people have to, they have to be very discerning. There is a groupthink that comes from many of these different networks and many of these different news organizations. Most unfortunately, you know, where are the days of Walter Cronkite, Captain, where you wanted to hear what the news was?
Or Tom Brokaw.
Or Tom Brokaw, even.
I would believe him and Cronkite both. I mean, I liked them. And then all of a sudden, Peter Jennings came along from ABC News. Things started to have a little twist and a little push to them behind from the other side of the aisle. They started to editorialize things.
Well, right, and essentially, and this is going to sound a little strange, I think, but they do simply have a particular point of view. It almost becomes, for lack of a better expression, a state form of religion. In other words, you have to go along with everything they tell you to do. Otherwise, you're just not in religion.
The government knows all, yep. Now, let's talk about the Washington Post and the reporting that the U.S. government may, in fact, fine Facebook for privacy violations. Have you been paying attention to that?
Yes, this is very interesting, and it's interesting that they're going to be looking at fines that would be literally millions of dollars, basically. We don't know yet if Facebook is going to be willing to settle with the FTC. That's the Federal Trade Commission. So this is going to be interesting to watch. And so many people, of course, we've seen an exodus, as it were, of Facebook because of these kinds of things. And so these things become so big, they become so all-encompassing that are they going to eventually be looked at as some kind of public utility rather than a company, as it were, that just has your data and can sort of do with it whatever it wants? The regulation is going to start coming down the pike pretty heavy, I think.
Well, the other thing is Facebook is now starting to purge groups. They purged mine. They purged Ron Edwards' group. I had 3,900 people in the Captain's America Third Watch group on Facebook, and I lost 1,000 members yesterday because of what I believe the mission statement is of the group. It says we are all Americans first and believe in honoring America, the Constitution, God honoring country, or something like that. And they just wiped 1,000 people right off my list because apparently didn't share my values. But then again, they wanted to join the group.
Right, yeah. So where's the freedom of speech and association?
Tell us how to hear your show.
Yes, thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, you know, I'm also over on MeWe, too. I might start doing some more stuff over there. But anyway, I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, Our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Larry Elder still sees no evidence of collusion.
I am led to believe by people who have interacted with the special counsel that we should be prepared for him to release a report that is anticlimactic. Did Donald Trump coordinate or collude with the Russians? We have seen zero evidence of that.
And I think the president's growing confident that there's zero evidence of any kind of collusion, even in the Mueller report. He already knows he didn't collude.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 6, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
There's been another data breach, but this breach will go down as one of the biggest in history. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by SimpliSafe, the most innovative and comprehensive wireless protection for your home. Order yours right now at simplysafekim.com. The latest data breach includes 770 million unique email addresses and over 20 million passwords. It looks to be a collection of information from about 2,000 leaked databases. Now, this is the biggest breach of records made public, but the largest on record is still billions of Yahoo accounts a few years back. But all that personal data still hasn't seen the light of day, yet. You can check to see if you're on the breach list, but why bother? You probably are. So watch out for phishing scams and bogus emails. And if you're still using the same password for multiple sites, that makes it super easy for hackers and scammers to get into your accounts. For goodness sake, stop that already. I'm Kim Commando. The world is full of sounds that warn you about danger. Like if you get a little close to a rattlesnake, you'll hear a rattle. But what about in the digital world? If your personal information is in danger, there's no rattling sound to let you know you might be in trouble. Good thing LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices like malware or emerging viruses. And if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get an extra 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code Kim. That's promo code Kim for 10% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Kim.
You're right on target at the Bullet Hole. Family owned and operated with a staff that has over 60 years of combined experience. They know the gun business and are always ready and eager to help you. The Bullet Hole is the only Beretta dealer in the area with a full line of Beretta shotguns and pistols in stock. And if you're looking for an AR, they have dozens of AR rifles and AR accessories in stock as well. Come check out the inventory. Their new location on the corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota, with plenty of parking. The Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All right. righty, that's Leland Martin, or one of our Ice Road truckers, and he's probably up there somewhere on the highway right now. But anyway, we got to tell you about the weather, because we got a humdinger coming across the east. And again, I-80, I-90, I-70, I-64, the east-west highways up there, you got a real problem ahead of you for the whole weekend. Now, let me start with this. A devastating and developing storm system is bringing a myriad of significant impacts this weekend. Heavy snow up to 18 inches from the Ohio Valley all the way through the northeast into New England, and ice up to a quarter inch thick is forecast in many locations. Now, heavy rain may cause flash flooding from the mid-south to the middle Atlantic, where it's not snowing, but it's raining instead, and severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and possibly isolated tornadoes will be possible for certain sections of the deep south. There is a tornado warning up right now in northeastern Texas, headed into Arkansas, and right there almost into the southeastern part of Oklahoma, too, where there are some severe storms, and I would not be surprised if a tornado doesn't touch down in one of those areas. Now, if you're on I-30 tonight, you're probably in one of the affected areas right there by Texarkana and a little ways into Arkansas and a little ways into Texas right now, as I see the warnings right there in that area. Now, let's start with the snow, the winter storm warning, and the heavy snow. Minnesota, southeastern Minnesota, to include Rochester, Minnesota, halfway across Wisconsin, certainly I-90, you're going to be affected. The eastern part of Iowa, a winter storm warning, which is going to take into Quad Cities, I-80, you're in the middle of it. Also, Missouri, I-70, you got it going down there. About half of the state of Illinois, which would include the north-south highways over there, I-55, I-59, and certainly I-80 and I-90. About two-thirds of the state of Indiana is involved in this. The lower part of Michigan is involved in this. I-94, you'll be running into some heavy driving conditions, winter conditions with heavy snow and winds. By the way, the wind behind this system is about 30 to 40 miles an hour, so add that with heavy snow, and I think you know what you're going to get. The other thing is, moving further to the east here, Ohio, most of the state of Ohio is inundated with a winter storm warning. Most of Pennsylvania, the eastern mountains of West Virginia, and the mountainous areas of Maryland are included in this, and the northern tip of Virginia, the mountains there are included in this around Wytheville, Virginia, and going up into West Virginia in the Turnpike. Most of New York State, winter storm warning, including New York City and the northern part of New Jersey, the northern part of Connecticut, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, all of Maine included in a winter storm warning for a whole bunch of snow. A whole bunch of snow. Now, keep in mind that we're talking up to 18 inches of snow in many of these areas. So, consequently, the driving is going to be a real adventure along I-80, I-90, all of the New York Thruway, I might add, all of the Northway, I-87. There's the Massachusetts Turnpike. You're going to have some trouble. Now, let me go west of there, and the rain will be south of, I-40. If you're going to have any problems there, it's going to be rain. It's going to be severe thunderstorms starting in eastern Tennessee, but this system is moving to the east, so it'll be over in Carolina. By the way, they do have snow today, right now, winding down in Kansas City. There will be snow on the ground for the football game. We'll see what happens the day of the game as far as field conditions and whatnot. I do think they have a tarp over the heated field, so they'll be fine there. Now, let's go west. For those of you listening to us in Denver on News Talk 710 KNUS, our Salem sister station up there. You definitely have got snow and a winter driving advisory west out of Denver, north-south on I-25 going up into Wyoming. You will have some snow and some slippery road conditions going up towards Cheyenne. And over the top of Laramie on I-80, you'll have some problems there. Going up over the top of Eisenhower, it looks like as if the chain law may be in effect. I've got the red flag up there. I've also got the red flag down below it. So there's another pass up there. It looks like possibly west of Denver. You might want to check and see if you got a hang iron going over the top. And then going out west along I-70, when you come down off the mountains towards Grand Junction, it looks like you'll have some snow in that area. And then Utah, around Salt Lake City South and Salt Lake City North and the mountainous areas there, you've got snow tonight. You've also got the northeastern part of Nevada, I-80, where you're going to have snow there in the higher elevations. The snow is winding down in California, but they've already had as much as 6 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevadas over the past several days, and that snow has continued all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains. Now, up in Washington State, you have snow east of Seattle again, I-90. You're going to see snow there up to the Canadian border, Snoqualmie, and over towards the Yakima and Wenatchee. Up on top of the mountainous areas there, it looks like you've got snow. You've got snow on I-84 tonight, Boise, coming into Oregon, Big Bend, Oregon. Looks like you have snow there. That's just a little dusting, nothing all that bad. Rain in the northwestern corner, I-5 of California, and towards Medford, Oregon. You've got some fog in the valley east of California down there right now. And by the way, there is some fog tonight ahead of the front in the Atlanta area. So those of you listening on AM 920, The Answer, our Salem sister station up there in Atlanta, those of you listening there, I-20, I-75, from Macon up to Atlanta, maybe up towards Kennesaw, fog, and all the way across Georgia from east to west on I-20, you'll have fog there too. Now, taking into consideration, the Captain's America Third Watch is always brought to you by the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's always brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, also consists of Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa. Four dealerships that are looking out for you because of four words: you serve, you save. You serve, you save. And keep in mind that that means exactly what it says, because the active duty military and veterans and all first responders get to save dramatically thousands of dollars on all their new vehicles that they buy. So, Moss Nissan, you serve, you save. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Chevrolet. Look them up online. Check them out. Save a lot of money. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What on earth is a BuzzFeed?
Well, a BuzzFeed is pretty much Jason Leopold. And by the way, Jason Leopold is the single largest filer for FOIA requests of government that there is. Literally, he's filed more FOIA requests than anybody else. Volumes and volumes and volumes.
It's what he does with it afterwards that people are concerned about, I guess.
Well, you know, everybody can do that, but here's the deal: it's kind of like he's in a paper warfare, and we're not. Well, anyway, he was a co-author of the article that caused the major firestorm in Washington, D.C. here over the last day and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And so now we have determined that Mueller, whose team never says anything, even if it's wrong.
Well, you're going to have to conclude it on the other side, because here comes the music. It's going to cut you off. So we will take this break. And, folks, we'll come back with more about BuzzFeed and what they did. And I'm going to play about 35 seconds of what the ladies on The View said about this when they heard about this. It'll just make you sick to your stomach, because they jumped to all kinds of conclusions without having the real facts in front of them. But then again, I digress.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Here's some great News. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out.
Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure.